couple more games, guys, to get to as we move into week six. Believe it or not, I mean, it's week six.
I know.
This damn thing is flying by. Let's talk about the Lions and Cowboys. I told Jason this, Baldy. I was at the Steeler game last week. Steelers forced three turnovers. They block a field goal, and they still lose. Right? They didn't have, they lost.
They believe in the forward pass, Carl.
Well, hey, if you talk to Steeler fans, no. I mean, honestly,
Kyle Allen comes in for one play. And he completes a 19-yard pass to Paul Freiermuth.
I know.
And he made it look easy. Anything else Justin Fields did last week looked like it was a struggle in every phase.
All right, so here's the question going into this game, Lions, Cowboys. And by the way, the number is 3. Cowboys are an underdog at home. 425 window on Sunday. All right, Jason, I know you fade the Cowboys. You don't believe in them. Yep. They did not have Micah, and they didn't have DeMarcus Lawrence in this game. I don't know if they're back or what the circumstances are. I haven't looked at the injury report for this week. But what I saw Dak do at the end of the game, if you're a Cowboy fan, it does give you a little hope because he was terrible. And then you go, all right, when he needed to make the plays, he made them, and they win with, 20 seconds left on the clock. But this is a different animal, right, and the Lions that they're going up against offensively.
No, I think catching this Lions, motivated Lions team off a bye right now and Dallas playing a game against a physical AFC North team, I like the Lions in this spot quite a bit. It's the kind of track that Jared Goff likes. Jared Goff's been a machine covering. Jared Goff as a road favorite is 20-12 against the spread in his career. He's 7-2 in his last 9. He's covered those games on average by a field goal more than he has to. Baldy, the Lions defense all of a sudden is number 4 in the NFL against the pass. I mean, and we know it's really hard to run on them.
Watch Carlton Davis play. I mean, that's been a huge upgrade, and then Terry and Arnold on the other side. Like, their cornerback play is much, much better. And they're playing a lot of man coverage, Jason, doing it.
So, last year, you couldn't run on them, but you could throw on them, and you could beat them on third and long. They're now 6th in the league on third down. I think Dallas is – Dallas ran the ball in Pittsburgh last week. This is a totally different animal. I don't think Rico Dowdle's going off in this game. I think Dak's going to have to throw the ball 50, 55 times, keep playing his passing attempts over. I think that the Lions are going to out-physical them. I think that the fact that Dallas D-line is as beat up as it is going to be a real factor in this game. I like Montgomery and Gibbs. I like Montgomery over his yard total. I like Gibbs over a longest rush of 14.5 yards or more. I think the Lions offensive line is going to have Jared Goff able to survey that field and pick his poison. And the Lions are covering machine. I mean, the Lions are 13-5 against the spread on the road since the start of the 22 season. They're 10-2 against the spread the last 12 times they come off a bye. Dan Campbell has been a covering machine. Jared Goff's 38-18 against the spread indoors his last 56 games. I'm on the line.
I think, Dak took you on a roller coaster ride last week. I mean, the turnovers, but then the good plays. I mean, it was just one big roller coaster, which has kind of been his career for the most part, against big teams or big games. This is a game where I just think Dan Campbell knows, the Cowboys' run defense needs to be tested. And when you run a healthy Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs at them, I don't know. I haven't seen their ability to stop a good running football team in a while. I don't know that they're built to do it right now. And I'm sure Dan Campbell feels like this is a good game to go see if they can do that right now.
Baldy, real quick, I just want you to discuss this offensive line. I think it's the best in the NFL. We're talking about Taylor Decker and Glasgow and Ragnow and all these guys. Sewell, is this the hands down best offensive line in the league?
Yes. But even last week, though, Frank Ragnow didn't play in their last game. They had a bye, but the week before. And, Glasgow went to center. They filled in they didn't skip a beat, and that's a Pro Bowl center. And usually you lose a Pro Bowl center, things begin to collapse. But Glasgow can play center. He played at Michigan like that. He's a good player there. They didn't skip a beat. And so, yes, they're just that good. And the tight ends, whether it's Brock Wright or, you know, pick a guy, like they handle things very well on the edge.
Two things before we get out of here. One, New England names a new quarterback starter. They're at home against Houston this week. Will we see improvement with the offense? Look, we all think it's a – I'm speaking for both of you. I think it's a bad team. Baldy, we said it last year. They don't scare anybody as far as their skill position guys. But here comes Drake May. An improvement, or is it going to be much of the same?
Well, I mean, I think that if the quarterback attacks the way Drake May has shown at times in college, you know, maybe Jalen Polk and DeMario Douglas and Hunter Henry, maybe some of these guys come alive and they start adding some explosive plays to their offense right now. We'll see how long they can protect him. He's got escapability. Look, they're not going anywhere with Jacoby Brissett. We've seen all these young quarterbacks from Bo Nix to Caleb to Jaden do nothing but grow.
Yeah.
And so you might as well start that process right now. Like, he sat long enough. They scored 10 points against a kind of broken Miami defense last week. Like, they're not scoring. So you might as well put him out there and start figuring out the development process.
I'm with you on all that, but Baldy, I'm going to ask the inverse question of Carl's. Is the New England Patriots offensive line the worst in the NFL? Because that's my concern.
Well, you've got a backup center. You've got a backup left tackle. Like, you know, they had a couple games this season when they wanted to play their guys, and they Layton Robinson and Caden Wallace. So like, some of these guys look pretty good for rookies, but you know, you got a backup to backup center and left tackle. Like, they're not very good right now. It might be, Jason, to your point.
All right. Last game, fellas. Again, follow us, like us, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Brian Baldinger, Jason Lock on 4. I'm Carl Dukes. Arizona at Green Bay. I just want to hit on this game because we saw Jordan Love come back. 47.5, Jason, over under. Green Bay's favorite by 5. You know, I watched Kyler Murray. What's your take on Kyler Murray, Baldy? I mean, he can be so damn good, and then he can be bad. I mean, like, to me, there's no in-between with him sometimes.
Well, I mean, you know, the guy is what he is. He's a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
You can't – like, if you're Marvin Harrison, you don't see the flight of the ball until it's past – like, you can't see the release. You know, it's just a fact. You know, he's vertically challenged in the pocket. He needs to get out of the pocket to have better vision. Some of those things aren't going to change, and that's why we've seen some of this up and down with them. But look, last week San Francisco couldn't tackle him. They couldn't catch him. Like, he's still extremely mobile. He breaks defenses down. They found Trey McBride last week. They found Michael Wilson, which is good because it can't just go to Marvin Harrison like they did the week before. But this is a gritty team. That's a big win in San Francisco. They ran the ball very well. And so, look, that's Green Bay's challenge because outside of Xavier McKinney in the middle of the field, I don't think this Green Bay defense scares anybody right now.
Jason, the Cards created 3 turnovers in that game against the 49ers. I think they're going to have to do a similar thing if they want to win against Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, right, we can talk about whoever wins we know historically you win the turnover battle, you're going to win a lot of football games. The one thing Green Bay is doing defensively is they're turning people over. Now, is that replicable? Will there be regression? I don't know. They have 14 takeaways already, and Kyler Murray's a guy who throws a lot of picks on the road. Like, you get them out of that, you know, the perfect confines of where they play. And you put them somewhere like Lambeau on grass and timing's a little off. So I am playing Kyler Murray to throw a pick in this game. Neither defense is doing much for me right now. Like, 50 is a big number nowadays. But, I mean, this thing was at 49.5. It's now down under 48. Like, if it drops a little more, I may go over. I haven't played anything on this game yet. Baldy, the thing that I'm waiting for is, like, we've seen now Jordan Love connecting on deep shots. But the rhythm, timing, tempo, ball placement accuracy on intermediate stuff, right? Things 5 to 25 yards downfield. That part of their offense just don't look right to me.
I agree. It didn't look like it did the second half of the season last year and in the postseason. And, you know, you know, some of it is, you know, you're out for a couple of weeks, you're rehabbing. How good does the knee feel? You know, how much confidence does he have in those kind of short to intermediate throws? It's an issue right now. It has been. Actually, the offense looked a lot better with Malik Willis for 2 weeks. He held it back. So I don't think they're going to make that kind of a change.
No.
I think the whole Romeo Doubs thing disturbs me. Like, it just doesn't – something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, these are – like, you know, LaFleur came out and basically chastised America for saying things about their number one wide receiver. Well, look, if Jaden Reed's your best player and he's their best player, then feed him.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if they call it number one or not? Get the ball to your playmakers. You know, Tucker Kraft did it last week, but Jaden Reed looks like he's their best player on offense right now. So figure out ways to get him the ball. If that's a number one receiver, it is. That's usually what we think, you know, what we call it. Seems like there's a little bit of an issue right there with that team.